welcome back. In the studios with Loose Fragments. If you have any questions, give us a call at 331-1390. That song just pretty much, Jesse, you're tearing up the bass and Eric jamming on the guitar. And you're definitely pounding away. That's just one of the songs where, to me, I don't see how you guys could ever have a singer for that song. I love watching you guys playing instrumentally at this point, you know, particularly songs like that. I mean, that's just a jam all the way through. What you guys were mentioning earlier, you know, your influences, you mentioned something about Iron Maiden. Is that how you got your bass influences, Jesse?
Well, that was probably a while back. That's more like high school, pseudo metalhead days. You know, Iron Maiden, Metallica, the Time Changes and stuff. We've been getting more into more groovier stuff, like with the slapping, you know, Primus, the Chili Peppers and stuff like that, you know, along the way.
How do you guys go about your writing process? You know, just coming up,
either of us will come up with, you know, some parts, and then we'll just, like, say, put your part to this.
Yeah, play it over, you know, basically that's how we do it, usually just over and over. And
it's all pretty much co-written, you know.
Sort of how we got the name Loose Fragments.
Sort of how we throw the songs together.
Yeah. Hey, I got this part. You got one? Okay. It's a song.
I want to say one more influence, Frank Zappa. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Definite master.
Yeah, King Crimson. Crazy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, King Crimson. We just got into them not too long ago, about a year ago, and meters and stuff.
Not to plug our own station, but be sure to tune in for Zapped on Saturdays at noon.
And Josh Letterman.
With Josh Letterman.
Oh, that's really? Right.
Yeah. Josh Letterman, he's the king of Frank Zappa.
That's it. He's
got a lot of CDs.
He's also in the Brazilian music ensemble.
Yeah, he's in Brazilian. He's also in the exotic music ensemble. Yeah. He's in Da Kind. He's been a pretty prominent musician around town for a little while.
I'd say that. Being that Frank Zappa is probably one of his major influences, along that same line.
I didn't even know he was into Frank Zappa, but when I heard Frank Zappa, and then I found out that Josh was influenced by him, I understood a lot more about what makes Josh Letterman tick.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, enough with plugging our own station. The number to call, 331-1390, if you got a question for Loose Fragments. If you haven't seen these guys live, definitely check them out. They're playing at Danny's on
this Saturday on the 5th.
This Saturday.
And the ultimate frisbee party.
That's right. And then, which is in Lodi, there's a tournament this weekend.
No, there's no tournament in Lodi. I was being a jerk.
I forgive you. And then you're playing at Market Street on All You Can Swill night.
Right. The 16th of March, which is the day before St. Patrick's Day, so you can get that preliminary swillage going on.
We might be playing at the Funny Farm sometimes toward the end of March with Jubilation 66.
Cool.
And we have a show with Amy Grant at the Orlando Civic Center.
So troop on down there and support the local music from Gainesville.
Yeah.
These guys definitely rip it up. If you've never seen them, you've missed out. And definitely catch these guys either at Danny's or at Market Street for their next shows. They tear it up all over the stage. It's a good show. Definitely catch them. This next tune, apparently used to call it 6/8 rather than 3/4. And you renamed it recently, Bulgarian Thursday Afternoon. Is that a tentative name? Or
I always kind of like 6/8 better.
It's easier to say, you know, but...
Drunken stupor wise.
It's called 6/8 because the predominant time signature in the song is 11.
And Bulgarians play a lot of 11 beats.
Bulgarians play a lot of 11 beats. He's an authority
on Bulgarian music.
So Eric, this one didn't feel like Bulgarian Thursday Afternoon?
No, it felt... Cody sort of named that, I guess, because...
It wasn't as curvy.
Yeah, it was curvy. That's without the magic word for today.
About the start. Magic word for today. Remember,
curvy.
Kids.
Curvy.
Curvy. Here it is. 6/8, 3/4, Bulgarian Thursday Afternoon, whatever you want to call it. Rock Radio 1390's Homegrown Harvest in the studio live is Loose Fragments. Check them out. Give us a call. 331-1390.